Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting second. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting third. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Andy Kosko. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Tom Tresh. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jake Gibbs. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bobby Cox. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Talbot. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Fred Talbot. And now, play ball. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Voss. The throw from Gibbs and he is out, Tresh applying the tag. Two outs. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball four. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clark. The throw from Josephson to Aparicio and they have Clark trapped. The throw over to McGraw, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Talbot fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a pop-up towards short. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Horlan moves to second. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Voss strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Horlan moves to third. Bradford moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Horlan scores. Bradford moves to third. McCraw moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Monbukett now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a line drive into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Monbukett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbukett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbukett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullen hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horlan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Clark reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantle hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bradford strikes out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Voss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Voss moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Voss scores. McCraw goes all the way around to score. Ward moves to second. It's 7-0, White Sox. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to third. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Josephson reaches second base with a double. Ward scores. It's 8-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0-for-1 in the game. Kosko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pepitone moves to second. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-3, White Sox. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox strikes out. Two outs. Dick Houser pinch hits for Bill Monbuquette. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Bouton now pitching. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar pinch runs for Tim Cullen. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horland bunts between the mound and first base. Bouton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horland for the out. Alomar moves to second. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bradford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bouton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Sandy Alomar now playing second base. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-2 in the game. Mantle hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-5, White Sox. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pepitone strikes out. One out. Don McMahon now pitching. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kosko hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mantle juggles the ball. That's an error on Mantle. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mantle fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Josephson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibbs strikes out. One out. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith pinch hits for Jim Bouton. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Gene Michael pinch runs for Charlie Smith. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Verbanek now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Verbanek fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMahon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mantle hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kosko hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Verbanek fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Verbanek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCraw moves to third. Ken Berry pinch runs for Pete Ward. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCraw tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 9-5, White Sox. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Josephson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gibbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Buddy Bradford now playing left field. Dick Kenworthy now playing third base. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Gibbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 3 in the game. Cox is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and New York Yankees, 5. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.